You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. We don't need to butter God up when we pray. The phrase buttering someone up means to heap praise on them in order to get something from them. According to historian Albert Jack, this expression comes from an ancient custom in India where worshippers threw balls of butter at the statues of their gods in order to bribe them into answering their requests. Well, Jesus said, prayer doesn't work that way. We don't need to bribe God to hear us. In fact, in Matthew 6, Jesus told his disciples that when they prayed, they just needed to be authentic and sincere. He said, when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. And then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. So what if today I tell God what's on my heart and ask Him to guide me? What if I'm just honest with Him? We don't need to butter God up when we pray, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need a ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday. Another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the scariest haunted house to visit this Halloween. It's Grandma and Grandpa's haunted house. Enter the front door and see furniture from long ago. Most that you aren't allowed to sit on. Treat yourself to the bowl of unwrapped hard candies, all stuck together. They're just for company, so have at it. Open the closet door and take in the smell of mothballs. Yes, they still sell them, but these have been there for years. And if you dare venture into the bedroom to see the glass on the nightstand that holds Grandma's teeth, they're from the mouth that's about to kiss you goodbye. And finally, you leave to the unforgettable sounds of Grandpa in the bathroom. It's your worst nightmare because someday, that'll be you!
No!
Grandma and Grandpa's haunted house. You know where it is, and it's always open.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. Law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, just talking on 3.1 FM, WACV. On my way back from sick bay, it's me, Greg, and my tower-like sidekick,
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
And his feather is drooping.
Please clap.
You ain't feeling good either?
Oh, for a week. I mean, I was worried that I was patient zero, but I, persisted.
We think Rich Thomas.
What are the symptoms? Sore throat?
Yeah. Congestion. Fatigue.
See, I haven't been fatigued. I've just had a sore throat with a wee bit of congestion, no fever, and I thought I was over it, and my sore throat has now moved to a sore ear.
I'm not blaming Rich per se. Rich has been blaming himself because Jay got it. Emily's been okay. She's been immune so far.
No, I haven't felt fatigued necessarily. I felt bad Saturday, so I slept most of the day.
Yeah, I had a very unproductive Saturday as well.
Yeah. I didn't get to go see Kevin Nash either.
I was glad it timed out the way it did because I hated taking Friday afternoon off. But
you know what I did do though? Hmm. I slept a lot Sunday too. I got some yard work done in the morning.
Yeah.
So, my roommate comes in from work. And he goes, "Hey, you want to go get some lottery tickets?" I'm like, yeah. If you're driving. So we drove to Columbus.
Oh.
And I will be, I'll be a pretty...
You have to wait in long lines to get tickets?
No, we got there at a reasonable time, got in and out pretty quick. And I picked up 5 Mega Millions, see what happens.
Is that drawing up to what, a billion and a half there?
1.6, 1.7 billion.
Jeez.
I know. So it's like, why not?
And again, more money exiting our state to educate kids in Georgia and Florida. Because we can't have what that will bring to us. Whatever that is.
That's what I talked about Friday while you're out a good bit. Like, why can't we have a lottery? Or at least be, you know, not even a state administered, like Powerball, Mega Millions, right, these sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean,
why not?
It's expensive to set one up, but you can just plug into these other ones that are going on.
Right.
And, you know, it's good for little businesses that get to sell them. And you don't have to buy one if you don't want to. It is. But what? Oh, the Dow was down today. I hate to see that. You know, this is all part of the one thing that so many conservatives claim they're against, which is running other people's lives, deciding what's best for them. And at some point, people have to be responsible for themselves. I mean, believe me, when I was pinching pennies in a way I never thought I would, I certainly didn't set aside the lion's share of my pathetic weekly budget to buy lottery tickets hoping I'd cash in. It's just, I think, in fact, the reason lotteries are as successful as they are is because people cannot comprehend or internalize just how remote the odds of winning the thing are. If we really understood what basically a waste of time it is, we probably wouldn't participate. But you take a chance.
But somebody who played the odds here with our show is on the line.
Oh, is that so?
Letty Jane.
Letty Jane.
Yes. How are you?
You got a month and date of birth there?
3/2, March 2nd.
Yeah, that's her.
I was wondering what happened to you because we had asked your name last Wednesday at 3:20.
I know, but I just drove back into town today. Well, I've been in Louisiana.
Well, welcome back from Louisiana. Just in time to win yourself a party-sized tray of wings from Baumhauer's Victory Grill and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea.
Cool. Way to go.
So hang on. Joey's going to set that up for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Letty Jane. And again, we'll do this again on Wednesday. And to be eligible, you just need to call 272-9228. And if you got nothing to say on the air, just tell Joe your month name and month and date of birth, and we'll put you in. You don't have to go on the air and say anything if that's what's given. Gives you one of these. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Rick Love because I was in a pretty desperate condition Friday, just feeling worse by the minute. My throat was so raw, so tight. When you make a living with it, you want to make sure that it gets checked out. And he was able to squeeze me in at his very busy and successful practice and get me on the road. But I'm a long way from feeling 100%. This thing, whatever it is, just takes a while to work its way through your system. Joey's talking to Letty Jane. Let's take this call out of the blue. Who's this?
Hey, this is East.
Yes, East.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. Number one, when Joey wins the lottery, can I have his job?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one question. And then the second question is this. Can I let my hair grow out? I think I could rock that long hair, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'll look like the guitar player from Steely Dan, but that's okay. We'll be in there. Hey, look, put my name in the drawing, 1121, and let's win that party plate.
You're in.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. So, one of the things I've been doing, I feel like such a maroon, it's Dulera. It's an inhaler. And it took me a long time to figure out how to use this. And when I realized what I was doing, I felt so stupid. You have to take that little piece off the end so the stuff that's in here, the medicine that's in here, could come out and get into your lungs. God, it was one of those moments.
How did you ever get so stupid?
Like that. But at least I didn't get mixed up with something else.
Everybody knows that it makes no sense.
Yeah.
That you send a kid to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma.
Yeah.
They end up taking up a hospital bed.
Uh-huh.
It costs, when, if you, they just gave, you yeah. gave them treatment early.
Yeah.
And they got some treatment.
Yeah.
And a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Or an inhalator.
Oh.
Not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's always something, isn't it? That pissed me off. Oh, breathalyzer. Yeah, the media would have made mincemeat. Well, that was back in 08. McCain had said that. Somebody else.
Good Lord.
At the same time, well, I'm kind of tired, but
hello.
At the same time, the same media that was blowing smoke up his ass was telling McCain he's too old and too tired to be up for the job. That's the way it works in America. 317, the election's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, my.
There's stuff I don't understand, young Joey.
Really? I thought you understood everything.
No. Like,
thought you were a Buddha.
Drudge has a big stack of headlines on the upper left side of his front page.
Yeah.
And early voting points to warning signs for Republicans. Why is that? Why would early voting be a warning sign to Republicans?
Yeah, isn't that a bit self-selected? Like, Republicans don't really early vote.
Hey, here's Fox with the great news. Trump is polling well ahead of Obama, same point in the first term. And I think his approval is much higher than that, but that's just me. See, because the danger in disapproving Obama was you might get your ass kicked by, you know, some left-wing thug. Now the danger is if you approve Trump, you might get your ass kicked by some left-wing thug. And they're still out there chasing people, doing exactly what their masters have said. You talk about a master-slave relationship, the leaders of the Democratic Party and their goofball minions, man, that's, you know, just don't jump off the plantation. They'll be held to pay. I think things look pretty optimistic to me. I don't see the enthusiasm. What's the enthusiasm on the other side? What are they excited about? They got nothing but hate to sell.
That can be a powerful motivator, Greg.
Yeah. So.
Fear.
Yeah, hate and fear. That's what I. Oh, Maxine Waters had enough for a brain glitch. I'm kind of interested in hearing that.
I think that we will take up these issues that have been neglected.
Yep.
And Social Security, Medicare, and Medi-Cal are very important. And McConnell is already talking about cutting these very, very. Programs that are so important for so many people.
Huh? Okay. So,
these very fair programs.
Oh, she's 80?
Oh, really? I'm tired. I've said it before, Greg. I know it's rude, especially for a young punk millennial like me to say.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people using the Congress as an assisted living facility.
Is and recognize that evidence is pouring in and it's growing, or what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand. And call it like it is. And
there's a meme going around of her putting on lipstick. And the Mimi says, I always put lipstick on my anus just before you know what comes out. Yeah, 320. She's just a character. She's like a freaking cartoon. 320, let's visit with Barbara.
All I can do is just laugh. I love this show.
Oh?
She is so stupid and pathetic.
You know what's sad is that she represents...
I know.
People who largely live in poverty, yet she herself lives in a $4 million mansion that's not even in the district she represents. Why the people there put up with that is beyond me. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, Well, you know as well as I do. So, I'm not even going to get into it. But
I think that's starting to change, though.
I hope so. I certainly do hope so. Because we cannot, you know, like Joey said, we can't continue to take care of these people forever. We don't have enough people working, want to work as it is.
Well, we've got thousands of people who are ready to march into the country to do the jobs that Americans won't do. And that's vote for Democrats.
Violently, too. Have you seen what they've done to some of the policemen? I was looking on Facebook just now, beating them up.
Well, they don't care. The police had it coming. That's what the media...
Yeah, right. I want to tell you, and this is just strictly my opinion.
Yes.
But I have this same problem every fall and every spring, and I think it's the change of the weather that makes your sinuses act up and your throat gets sore and then you get congested.
Yes.
I deal with this, you know, every spring and fall. But I just hope you're feeling better. I'm sorry you felt bad enough not to be at work Friday. That must have been pretty bad. So.
Yeah.
And I would like to be in the drawing.
Okay.
6, 9. And as usual, I listen to the show every day that I'm here. And one day I've got to have somebody show me how to listen to your program when I'm going to the beach and I lose you on the radio. I should be able to do it through my phone. And I'm going to get my granddaughter when band is over to show me how to do it. Because I want to listen to you while I'm driving. So.
We would like that, too. Now, you hang... we got our information.
Yes, 6-9, yes.
All right, thank you for the call, Barbara. Appreciate it. 323. 2 weeks from today, Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson will be back in the studio for pre-election day analysis and psychotherapy for me, because by that time I should be a jittery mess just the day before. But I'm still pretty confident we're going to hang out of the House, maybe pick up a seat or two, and maybe 4 or 5 in the Senate. That's what I think. Now, what do I really know? I don't. That's just my gut feeling. 323. Speaking of Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson, these are two women who are very experienced in representing men in matters of divorce. If that's the situation that you think you might be facing, maybe you've even discussed it. You know, sometimes couples, they have that moment where they look at each other and say, this isn't really working out for us. Why don't we, you know, life is short. Let's move on with our lives. Even in a situation like that, you still have two adults who will be looking to relaunch their lives under the best circumstances possible. So it's always good to have good legal representation, even if it's not going to be a Pier 6 kind of brawl divorce. And those are horrible, and those don't need to happen. But have the two best fighters on your team with Dana and Jacqueline, who specialize in representing men. And that is especially important when it comes to issues like custody, where prejudices against men still exist in the system. Their number is 819-4810, 819-4810. They're two of the most amazing women that I've had the privilege of meeting since I've lived here. If you know somebody who might need good representation, refer them to the website, divorceformenalabama.com. Or again, the number 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Duke.
Hey, Gray, how are you? I know the feeling. I was, do you think what's going on with these people coming up the border, it's no coincidence that it's happening right before the midterm, do you think?
I had that thought on the way in today. I said the timing on this is very, very suspicious. It also appears to be a very well-organized group, and, well, when we hear the word organized...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Who comes to mind?
Yeah.
The great organizer himself. And there's something suspicious. These people don't look like they just walked through the gates of hell. They're pretty, actually a pretty well-kept looking group, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I know.
So they're being useful idiots for the globalists, for the left, for George Soros, whoever. And I think the idea is, look, anything they can do that they think will hurt Trump, they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another weapon in their arsenal of ideas, which are pretty lame, actually, to hurt this president.
You took the words out of my mouth, because you know what's going to happen when he sends, if he sends troops down there, they're gonna the media is going to focus in on the babies and the women.
Yeah.
And so forth and so on. And yep, that's exactly what the point I was going to make. Well, I love your show, brother. You have a good day, okay?
Okay, dude. Yeah. Well, the first sign of a gun.
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Yeah, everything is the worst catastrophe in the world, but after a while, it just gets old. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. And I just can't wait for it to come and go. So what else we got? The caravan's a big story. My loss in the market. Man shot in Fox 5 DC building. That story is developing. We're not sure if that was a, what kind of an attack that was. You know, one of the Dem hopefuls for 2020 is Farticus.
Yeah.
Cory Booker.
Farticus?
Yeah. And he's got a solution to make things good.
Yeah.
He's introducing a bill aimed at closing the income gap between, it's always about race. He wants to give lower income kids a nest egg of nearly $50,000 in some cases that they could use for wealth building purchases, like a down payment on a house or a college tuition. These opportunity accounts would theoretically make sure all children have significant assets when they enter adulthood. So basically, his explanation, it'd be a dramatic change in our country to have low-income people break out of generational poverty. We could rapidly bring security into those families' lives, and that is really exciting to me. And we're going to pay for that how, Mr. Booger? How's that going to happen? And what about the people that, I mean, there's plenty of people who don't have wealth that may never have been on food stamps or required government assistance who would love to have $50,000 too. What about them? How are you going to decide who gets it and who doesn't? How about if we just create as much opportunity so people can work their way out of economic crisis? I guess that's too big of a concept for them to wrap their minds around. That's a nice vote getting thing. It sounds like an Alex, you know, one of those, like, oh, it got me $125,000. Like it's a game show. By the way, some of those people that make those claims about how much money the lawyer got for them on TV, they look pretty healthy. They don't look like they're suffering from some permanent...
Mesothelioma?
No. No. The accidents.
No, it was a terrible asbestos mesothelioma accident. I crashed my car right into a building full of asbestos.
That'll kill you every time. Oh, this is from Vox. Well, of course they'll print this. Because they're right off the deep end, too. It's 3:30.
Essentially, the idea is you give somebody money, like $1,000 into an account managed by the Treasury, and then more money would be given each year depending on the family's income. The kid's account, and then they could touch the money once they're 18, but it could only be for, like, houses and education.
Kind of like the way people are real diligent about how food stamp money and stuff is used today. That only the necessities of life are purchased with the government funds that are provided, right? Now listen to this. Now this part I like. It's too bad they haven't done this with Social Security, because instead of having exactly what you paid over the course of your work history, it might have grown a little bit. So I never understood the whole hysteria when Bush suggested privatizing Social Security so that money could actually grow. It sits there accumulating nothing except dust or being, well, you're not going to be able to collect it for 40 years, so we're going to borrow some of that to pay these other bills here because we're politicians and we only think about the next election and we don't really give a rat's ass about your retirement. So every kid upon being born, we've given an account seeded with $1,000. Then every year through the tax code, children will receive up to an additional $2,000 deposit, depending on family income. Three, funds would sit in a low-risk account managed by Treasury with roughly 3% annual returns. And then four, account holders may not access the money until they reach age 18, because everybody is far more responsible with money at 18.
And only allowed.
Yeah, because nobody could ever take an arrangement like that and turn it into something else, right? Nobody could possibly take an idea that foolproof and make it work for personal gain. Here we go. You know, you've been trying to fix these issues for 60 years, and quite frankly, you've really done a lousy job. All right, I need to visit the Thinking Stoop.
Okay.
I really do. I need a good snort. At 3:32, if your car is in a wreck, you know what you got to go through. The instant, it happens in an instant, all those thoughts run in your head. First thing you check is, everybody okay? And then you realize, well, we got to call the police, they got to fill out reports, then I got to call my adjuster, is the car drivable? Well, I have to rent a car in the meantime, and there's a long list of unhappy stuff that you have to deal with right at the get-go. After the adjuster has looked at your car, that's when you say, I am going to charge, just like Rich Thomas has, over to Montgomery Paint and Body and get it fixed because I want the best possible outcome. I paid those premiums. I would like my car to look as good as new, maybe better again, to whatever extent possible. MPB has been doing that for 30 years. That is the single standard they embrace. Good as new, maybe better. Not something cute they asked me to tell you. That's what they shoot for. So when the owner returns to Montgomery Paint and Body after they've gotten the call that their car is ready, their eyes open wide and their jaw drops because the car has not looked that good since the day they bought it. Attention to detail, no shortcuts. It's a business ethic that's second to none here in the River Region. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Tell them Croaky the Frog suggested you call. It's 3:34. Here's traffic, news, weather, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No accidents, no delays to start off our Monday afternoon. Everything looks really good. The interstate systems are all clear. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are too. Don't see anything on the 31s right now, Taylor Road and Vaughn Road. Just typical traffic for this time of day. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started to arrive, and you can shop from home. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for that murder back in 2016. District Attorney Randall Houston announced that the case had been dismissed and that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. Alabama residents who are not registered to vote and want to in the upcoming election are running out of time to register. Today is the deadline to register to vote. Election day is 2 weeks away from Tuesday. The University of Alabama says it's raised more than $225 million in gifts and pledges during the 2017-18 school year. That compares to about $120 million raised during the previous year. University President Stuart Bell says the money creates a strong foundation for growth and development. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday. Another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the materials and supplies they use most when they buy in bulk. Now get 20% off all in-stock Owens Corning or GAF shingles when you buy in bulk. Plus, you can save time by ordering ahead on lowesforpros.com, and your order will be ready for pickup in-store. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Everybody shut up.
You want love.
if you're no clown.
Everybody was
say you got an IT, followed by apostrophe. Yes, now what does that mean?
You would not use this in the case.
As a possessive,
oh, no, no.
It's a contraction. What's a contraction?
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group of words by omission of a single letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always dangling. No X in espresso. Your participle's dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind that
we are you. Are words not letters? Get it together.
Is past to learn to diagram a sentence to always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this, I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finished second grade, I hope you can tell if you're doing good or doing well. Better figure out the difference. Irony is not coincidence, and I thought that you'd gotten it through your skull. But what's figurative and what's literal? Oh, but
just now
you said you literally couldn't get out of bed.
What?
That really makes me want to literally smack a crowbar and flick your stupid head.
Today, I gotta take it easy on the throat. There's just no way around it. Sorry. And that's a favorite word crime from Weird Al.
Well, and pardon me, folks, for chewing on air. I still have an oral fixation from tobacco. Now, I've kicked that.
And that is what?
Oh, this is Eclipse gum. This is just normal gum. It's not nicotine gum. Because you gotta kick the nicotine. And I've kicked it successfully, except right after I eat. I really want some tobacco right after I eat. Maybe one other thing, right after one other thing. But you know, really just two things. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Monty Python over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's great. All sorts of their stuff's now on Netflix. Flying Circus, Life of Brian, a lot of documentaries too.
I spent a bunch of time this weekend since I really didn't have this point. Now, I did help myself. I went over to Infusion on Saturday and got an IV with zinc and vitamin C and an extra dose of glutathione just to, you know, feel human, and it helped.
I have some zinc lozenges here if you like one.
You know,
it's not as good as an IV from Infusion, but
a couple of guys I was working with about 15 years ago, I had a cold, sinuses were stuffed. And so what you need to do is take, it was Zicam, I think?
Yeah.
So you need to take a big, deep breath of this stuff. I don't know if it was an inhaler. I don't remember how it worked. All I know is that my brains were coming out my nostrils. And I look at and these two a-holes are laughing their asses off. And I'm like, this is funny to you?
It is.
This is funny that, you know, I can't stop my sinuses from pouring out of my nose at the moment. I'm sorry. I didn't think it was funny.
I mean, Zicam comes in all sorts of ways, like the Dissolve tablets. I've got the lozenge. They've got the little thing where you break it, and it's like a Q-tip. And you kind of swab the inside of your nose. You do not inhale it, or else you will be
kinda,
everywhere.
I kind of figured that. Yeah, that didn't work out real well. Anyways, 3:46.
We can just talk about our ailments for the rest of the day, if you like. Or how we're both going to be rich. Because if I win this lotto, I mean, Greg, you're going to have it made.
I am.
Oh, yeah. I'll come up with something for you. you always, you know, want to go back to your salad days, get a Corvette again?
No.
No, you don't want another Corvette?
Nah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get you a Corvette.
No. Part of the fun of having one of those is being able to get in and out of it without a lot of angst. And
sure.
With back issues and stuff, even when I was in peak condition, there were times, man, when getting out of that thing, especially after a longer drive.
Sure. Yeah.
Man. So why exactly am I driving this car? And then that was explained to me by a therapist.
We don't need to retell
that story here today, do we?
Well, I saw one. It's always fun to go by the banks, and especially when it's like a weekend, they're closed, and go by the repo section where all the cars they've repossessed, and they're usually really nice cars, like top-notch. Like, there was this beautiful silver Corvette behind Max this weekend. I was like, man, who gave that thing up? We got that thing repossessed. There's a story behind all these. Nice Mustang, nice Camaro. There was a Ford Fusion, very practical. But yeah, people beyond their means have to give up their Corvettes to the bank.
So we got the World Series all worked out now. It's going to be the Red Sox against the Dodgers, Joey.
Yeah, it looks like your team's really went far this year, Greg. This is dangerous. I can't make you laugh when you're hacking up your lungs here. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Really? Oh.
Hey, at least it's you're helping dislodge some of this stuff.
I hope to God I have something. I have the same thing as you. Because if I piggyback on top of what I have had with now your snot. And you and Rich's. Oh, God. I feel like I'm surrounded by germs at the moment.
You are. You work in a radio station. This is like a daycare center. As soon as somebody gets it, man, it goes all over the building.
That's at least we don't have a diaper bin.
We could be happy about that.
Yeah.
At 3:48. What else we got today? Did I mention the midterms are 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird because on this show, I've had not just passionate rants, but I've had a couple of meltdowns over the behavior of Mitch McConnell and so forth, their inability to take a stand, to do what we sent them to Congress to do. And so much of that has changed, especially with the way they handle the Kavanaugh situation. So I find myself in a unique position when this nonsense, and this has all been encouraged by prominent but very irresponsible people in the media and the Democratic Party, that it's okay to go up to Ted Cruz and over the weekend Mitch McConnell in a restaurant and start screaming at them. That is not okay. One of these days, in fact, somebody tried this. It was that idiot that told the 9/11 widow that your husband should... corpse should rot in hell.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Look it up. Well, the part that most of the media didn't carry was that after this little Antifa pissant did that, that lady's son showed up. And he was about two times that guy's size. And he just took off running. See, when they're behind the curtain in a comment section on the internet, or they're all dressed up in their Halloween costumes for, you know, as Antifa with their clubs and weapons, and the liberal mayors of their cities are telling the police stand down, that's different. But one of these days, one of these little pissants is going to get in the face of somebody who is going to take them and break them in half, and I will be the first to donate to the GoFundMe page to defend the person that does it. Sick of it. And there's Mitch and his wife. Now look, it never occurred to me, let's say I happened to be in Martha's Vineyard the same time the Obamas were out dining, and he and Mooch and the kids are out enjoying, you know, another $500 lobster dinner on the taxpayer's dime. It would never occur to me that here's a good idea. Let's go up and scream at them because I don't like what they did to healthcare or whatever. That's not normal behavior. That's, in my opinion, in some of these cases, because who's been telling them to do that? Maxine Waters and some of the, and Pelosi got a dose of it herself in Miami. Because the Cuban Americans down there, they're not part of the Democrat. All Hispanics think the same mentality. They don't. And speaking of mentalities, I do believe, I just saw a thing that Perez, the head of the DNC, is now admitting, well, there's probably not going to be a blue wave. So why should the... I don't know why any of these folks are going out in public without security escort. You've been threatened. You've been told that this is going to happen. And one of these days, somebody who has been ginned into this frenzied behavior by the media and their political idols on the left is going to do more than just get in somebody's face or ruin a meal. We got guys, stick your hand in their salad, like that pissant professor from Mississippi. Whatever happened to him? A professor at Ole Miss says you got to put your fingers in their salad, you got to confiscate their food, give it out to other people, or just take it home. A professor at Ole Miss.
Good Lord.
When you look at him, he looks as demented as he sounds. Here's Jason.
Probably didn't have enough sex in high school.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I did. They called it to ask the question. So, as far as the liberal media or liberal politicians working people up into a frenzy, do you take that same stance with the guy that shot at the pizzeria over the whole Pizzagate thing?
Of course,
you should. And that's my point, is that there's crazy on both ends. There's people that
yeah, well, guess what, the score right now is about 100-1. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, right,
the Pizzagate. No. How about the guy that went to the softball game and said, where are the Republicans, and just opened fire? Republicans are not the ones chasing Democrats into restaurants and scaring them and other diners, too. How's that that red chicken or whatever it was in Virginia where they...
Oh, the red hen?
Yeah. How are things going for them since they've... followed the
probably not well.
Well, I know this, the Chamber of Commerce in that area encouraged an end to that kind of behavior because it was hurting businesses everywhere. Nobody wants to go into that area. So keep it up. You're doing a swell job. It's almost like, you know, you want us to win. Most normal people look at that and say, I'm sorry. That's not the way we discuss politics in this country. But it's been sanctioned. Go to Breitbart. Look up the list. There's almost 600 media, wink, wink, nod, nod, sanctioned events of violence or harassment against conservatives or Republicans, both famous and not so famous. In fact, we'll do that after we get into the next hour.
I found a really cool headline in the obituary section of the New York Times.
What?
Joachim Ronnenberg, leader of raid that thwarted a Nazi atomic bomb, dies at 99.
Wow.
Now, that's got to be a cool story. The Norwegian saboteurs skied across the Telemark Pine Forest in winter whites. Ooh, that's just the first. That's not even the first full sentence. It's the first clause.
There is a segment in the movie Fat Man and Little Boy, which is all about the development of the atomic bomb. And one of the reasons why so many of the scientists, against their personal and very liberal moral judgment, did not want the bomb to be used was they knew that the Germans had to have access to it, to the theory, to the technology, the wherewithal to build it. And there's a message that comes along to General Groves during the course of the development process. It was done in code. It said the baby was not delivered in Germany. In other words, when they finally came across their atomic, they weren't even close. And at that point, the Germans said, well, see, Hitler's not going to get it, so we don't need to do this. We don't need to participate in this immoral project. But they did, and they finished it. 356, home ownership should be something those of you who are renting ought to give serious thought to. Because right now, the one deduction that will never go away is the first mortgage interest deduction. And Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank have an array of programs specifically catering to people who have, well, different issues. Some may have a little, couple of credit scorch marks, or you may not have a lot of money to put down. Before you write yourself out of the possibility of owning a home, call Morris and let him see you through the process. For thousands of families currently living in the River Region, he's the guy that put the keys in their hand at closing to home ownership. That deduction is going to loom incredibly large at tax time now, because while some deductions have been, well, taken away by the tax changes, the brackets have been lowered, but some of the old deductions are just not there anymore. But the first mortgage interest deduction will always be there. It's very likely that if you're paying $900 or a grand a month to rent, you can own for less per month and have the benefit of that deduction. Now, just on that alone, you should call Morris and see what he can do for you at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. We're getting through this. We'll get through this. 1 hour down, two to go.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and safe.